Arnold Toynbee said that? I was stunned. Yes, read Civilization on Trial, and The World and the West. But why should there be such animosity between Muslims and Christians? I asked. Looks were exchanged around the table. They appeared to find it hard to believe that I could ask such a foolish question. Because, she said slowly, as though addressing someone slow-witted or hard of hearing, the West, especially its leader, the U.S., is determined to take control of all the world, to become the greatest empire in history. It has already gotten very close to succeeding. The Soviet Union currently stands in its way, but the Soviets will not endure. Toynbee could see that. They have no religion, no faith, no substance behind their ideology. History demonstrates that faith, soul, a belief in higher powers, is essential. We Muslims have it. We have it more than anyone else in the world, even more than the Christians. So we wait. We grow strong. We will take our time, one of the men chimed in, and then like a snake we will strike. What a horrible thought. I could barely contain myself. What can we do to change this? The English major looked me directly in the eyes. Stop being so greedy, she said, and so selfish. Realize that there is more to the world than your big houses and fancy stores. People are starving, and you worry about oil for your cars. Babies are dying of thirst, and you search the fashion magazines for the latest styles. Nations like ours are drowning in poverty, but your people don't even hear our cries for help. You shut your ears to the voices of those who try to tell you these things. You label them radicals or communists. You must open your hearts to the poor and downtrodden instead of driving them further into poverty and servitude. There's not much time left. If you don't change, you're doomed. Several days later, the popular Bandung politician, whose puppet stood up to Nixon and was impaled by Bucket Man, was struck and killed by a hit-and-run driver.